Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Thursday, April 28th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. DCSI Chairman Steve Astafan says a letter to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett was made public after all efforts went unheeded. Turks and Caicos corruption trial prolonged. And Syria conflict. MSF says deadly airstrike hit Aleppo hospital. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. The details of these and more stories coming up.
The most eagerly and highly anticipated concert of a lifetime is now a reality. This Mother's Day weekend, Amira Entertainment presents the mother of reggae music, the undisputed queen of reggae, formerly of the world famous Bob Marley Ifrs, Marcia Griffiths. Marcia Griffiths live in concert on Saturday, May 7th, 2016, Harlem Plaza. A special Mother's Day Bob Marley tribute. You can see it. Ladies, come in abundance and do the electric slide. Also, the fanatic band RS Digital, Philip Osford, and fresh from Jamaica, Divine Sounds. Entrance $50 in advance, $60 at the gate, and VIP $80. And are available from Bullseye Pharmacy, Miss Bain, Sound City, Guape, Mini Cash in Pulse, Skitter in the Market, and Island Wide. Am I really hearing you? Massive supported by Digicel, Talent Inc., Fortune Hotel, Kubuli, Big Edge Financial, Ask the Fans, Agents for Appleton Estate, Hero Voucher, TBS Radio, and more. There's a land that I... Massive May 7th, Harlem Plaza. Men, take out your ladies, children, take out your mothers. Rasta men and conscious brethren and sisters. Be part of history because this Mother's Day will never be the same.
Welcome back. In news this morning, DCSI Chairman Steve Astafan says a letter to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett was made public after numerous pleas to make the Procurement Act more efficient went unheeded. Prime Minister Skerrett on Tuesday said he would not respond to that letter as he believes the matter was handled in an unprofessional manner. However, Astafan says the Builders and Contractors Association wrote to the Prime Minister's office on numerous occasions, but only succeeded in meeting with the Finance Minister 3 weeks ago.
This act has gone out for a while. The last discussion on this act was a year ago during a consultation of the budget. I made it absolutely clear to the Prime Minister, I will not discuss it anymore. It is an act. You know what you have to do. You have to enforce and put the mechanisms in place to get the act up and running. If there are any amendments to the act, you make the amendments as needed. There has been no positive response to that. The Builders and Contractors Association have been writing numerous letters to meet with the Prime Minister.
That was DCSI Chairman Steve Astafan. Now, Dominica has presented a first draft of its National Development Physical Plan, which sets the foundation for all land use decisions and also describes how best to manage development to improve quality of life for Dominicans. It was presented during a workshop on Tuesday. Consultant for the National Land Use Project is Rory Batts.
So we look at all of Dominica. And then we know that we, in the future, don't want to be developing in certain areas. So we look at the areas that are subject to high climate change risks and natural hazards such as flooding, erosion, landslide, and volcanic activity. And we also know that we don't want to be developing in our national parks and forest reserves. And we want to preserve our agricultural land for agricultural production, and particularly the high-value land that have very good soil capability for agriculture, as well as the larger states that are also very productive for agricultural purposes. And we want to reserve that, because in the long-term perspective, those will actually be a benefit to Dominica.
And that was consultant for the National Land Use Project, Mr. Rory Batts. The plan takes a perspective for 20 years. In more news, established in 1996, the North Northeast Tourism Environmental Development Committee observes its 20th anniversary on April 29th, 2016. The committee will hold its 19th annual general meeting on Thursday, today, April 20th, 2016, from 3 p.m. at the Indian River facility in Portsmouth. Government ministers are expected to be in attendance, including Tourism Minister Senator Robert Tong, who will deliver the feature address. Pioneers of the organization will be honored with certificates of recognition during that ceremony. Community tourism groups from Kalinago Territory to Dubla are encouraged to be in attendance. Meantime, Dominica will receive £25 million to aid in the reconstruction process post-Tropical Storm Erica. Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says this is as a result of the partnership between the Dominican government and the United Kingdom.
While we wait for the larger interventions by our development partners, the Chinese government will be underwriting a significant portion of the West Coast rehabilitation to include the three bridges which were washed away by Tropical Storm Erica. The government of the United Kingdom, they have indicated their strong commitment. They'll be providing no less than £25 million to us. And we have decided that those monies will be earmarked for Loubert, down to Pichelet, Bacatel, Geneva, Fort Saint Jean area. We have some funds from the World Bank under the DVRP program, which will be spending heavily in the Cassibus area, going towards the Kalinago territory, onto Pegua, then from Cassibus going down to Sansofe, Pilitsofe area. So there will be major interventions in those areas.
The Prime Minister says more financing is needed to ensure the complete rehabilitation of the country. However, with the resources that are available, immediate interventions will be made.
We do not have all that's required for the comprehensive works, but in some of the critical areas, we have the funds for that. And the CDB also has allocated, well, based on the loan we have with them, and there's also an offer from them for additional financing, and we'll be spending a lot of resources in the Layu Valley, Layu area. We do not yet have all of the resources required to cause all of the interventions to be financed, but we're making progress. As Minister of Finance, I have made a commitment to make resources available, so I have set aside about $30 million to be spent on immediate interventions. Those projects will be financed heavily by funds, a loan which we contracted, an emergency loan which we contracted from the International Monetary Fund. So those resources are coming from that source, and the balance will come from the Economic Stability Program.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Now the OECS, in collaboration with its competitive business unit, CBU, will be hosting Climate Fest, an environmental exhibition and fair from May 5th to the 6th, 2016, at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. According to a release, the festival, which is open to the public, will seek to demonstrate the environmental projects ongoing in Dominica, as well as raise awareness of the need for adaptation and mitigation programs to combat climate change. Climate Fest is an awareness-building exercise to sensitize the public to climate change and environmental management and conservation. The central theme of the exhibition is solidifying our collective approach to environmental sustainability. The theme will be demonstrated in various displays and will show the main climate change issues being faced by the region and some of the coping strategies being adapted and promoted. The event is being held to coincide with the third meeting of the Council of Environmental Sustainability, which is scheduled to take place on May 4th and 5th at the Fort Yong Hotel. Meanwhile, Youth Minister Justina Charles says while 17 rehabilitation projects that are coming on stream are funded by the government, they are not government projects, but rather benefits to the people of the South. She commended her government for tapping resources of many skills programs from friendly governments to enable these projects.
It is not a government project, while it is funded by monies raised by the government, but definitely it is something that's going to benefit the people of the South, and we must see it as our project, and we must all cooperate with them as they undertake the work and to ensure that life in the South is made easier. So I really want to thank all those who have worked diligently to bring us to that stage post-Erica. And I want to commend the government for being able to tap the resources for the many programs that we offer and our friendly governments, that we can tap the resources to make this project possible.
That was Youth Minister Justina Charles. Government on Wednesday signed 17 contracts to undertake works from Castle Comfort to Geneva. National Security Minister Raybon Blackmore says in the pre-Erica period, 65% of Dominica's roads were in top condition. He added that it is significant to ensure that Dominica is rebuilt to be better than its previous state, but these priority works are meant to make roads safer.
Before Erica struck this monster storm, we had gotten to the point where we had arrived at 65% of our main road being in excellent condition. And for a small developing state with tremendous challenges, that was remarkable. All of us know what we suffered personally and, of course, insofar as our infrastructural development is concerned. And I heard endlessly from the Prime Minister and other experts that we're going to require to the tune of $1.5 billion to build back better our roads and our houses. It's important, therefore, for us to ensure that what we do is better than what previously obtained. But in the interim, there are some things we can do to make our roads safer and more motorable. So today is significant that we're signing 18 contracts that have been advised to the tune of $4.1 million.
National Security Minister Raybon Blackmore. In more news, the National Drug Abuse Prevention Unit, NDAPU, will stage a health fair anti-drug exhibition at Grand Four today, Thursday, April 28, 2016. According to a release, this event coincides with a month of activities organized by the Grand Four Achievement Day Committee leading up to Achievement Day on Sunday, May 1st, 2016. Its aim is to raise the awareness of the public on various health and social issues, foster greater collaboration with the community, and to provide them with knowledge on various healthy lifestyles choices, and provide residents with an opportunity for free health screening, HIV/AIDS testing, pharmaceutical counseling, drug education, and a first-hand view of drug exhibits and paraphernalia associated with drug use. News in the region, the corruption trial in the Turks and Caicos Islands, TCI, of former government ministers and others will not be finished in 2016. That's according to Chief Prosecutor Andrew Mitchell. The proceedings began in December last year and were expected to last 6 months. However, Mr. Mitchell acknowledged that the trial is going much slower than expected. We expect to interview about 100 witnesses, and we are currently on number 8, Mr. Mitchell told local media outside the court building in Provindenshall. Mitchell went on to say that new expectations have the trial concluding sometime in 2017. And at least 14 patients and 3 doctors have been killed in an airstrike on a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo, the charity Medicine Sans Frontières, MSF, has stated. Among those killed in the MSF-supported Al-Quds hospital was one of the city's last pediatricians. MSF said local sources have blamed the Syrian government or Russian warplanes, but there has been no official comment. Violence in Syria has intensified in recent days despite a truce. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. DCSI Chairman Steve Astafan says a letter to Pieb Skerrit was made public after all efforts went unheeded. Turks and Caicos corruption trial is prolonged. And Syria conflict, MSF says deadly airstrike hit Aleppo hospital. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DGCell. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story, Send us your latest development via iReports, via text, sorry, or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.